A sociology professor at Illinois Wesleyan University believes a new book he and several others have compiled fills a major void in scholarly literature. Todd Fuest tells GLT's Eric Stock writings about progressive religion were nearly impossible to find. He and several colleagues aim to fix this.
This is something a lot of people, I'm not sure, know exist. A lot of the sociological work on religion and politics is specifically on conservative religion, and even just kind of anecdotally, you know, when I would say to people, I'm writing my dissertation on progressive religious groups, I'd get from both conservative religious people, from secular people, I would get, what are you talking about? Does that exist? So we kind of wanted to document this thing that was an important part of contemporary politics and politics in American history that wasn't getting its full due, we thought, in the sociological literature.
And why are there so few scholarly sources on progressive religion?
Well, first off, there's kind of a thing that dovetails with the reasons why people don't think there's progressive religion. And a lot of that is just that the religious right takes up a lot of the airspace for kind of our discussions of politics and religion. So there are lots of people, and Laura Olson, who's one of our authors, talks about this in her chapter of this book. There are lots of people who are both progressive and religious, but there's not a strong, like, religious left identity in America in the same way that there's a conservative right religious identity in America. People will call themselves Christian conservatives. People will call themselves the Christian right. There's organizations like, you know, historically the Moral Majority and Focus on the Family that are conservative religious organizations that plug you into that world. But for people on the religious left, it's a bit more disparate. It's a bit more, you know, you're religious and you're progressive, but you don't think of them as a single identity. So it's something a lot of people kind of let fall off the radar. Like, one of the things that we mentioned in the first chapter is this was strange because we first conceptualized this book when Barack Obama was in office. And Barack Obama was a kind of, you know, standard bearer for what we might think of as progressive religion. He was a Democrat, but he was also himself religious. The Black Church has long pushed for social justice issues. A lot of mainline Protestant groups, a lot of Jewish groups have pushed for social justice issues. But there's not this sense that they're this kind of unified thing in the way the Christian right is unified.
First, let's contrast the term secular liberal with religious conservative. Now, secular liberal is not the absence of religion, but how do you define that?
Good question. So lots of people who are secular and liberal, like you said, are not necessarily irreligious. They might be – there's been a rise in – we've noted in sociology what are sometimes called religious nuns, not N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S, people who, when you give them a survey, check none. But some of those people are still religious, quote unquote. What we find is that for a lot of them, what they object to is maybe less the beliefs, but maybe more the institution, or maybe more, particularly for liberals, this identification of religion with conservatism. So even a lot of people who have strong belief, say a strong belief in God or a strong belief even in, you know, very kind of orthodox Christian beliefs might still kind of check none because they don't really go to church and they don't really want people to think they're conservative and they don't really want to be identified with particular politics, like being against gay marriage, for example, which is often associated with religion in America. So they say none, but they actually do have a theological belief.
When you had referenced President Obama, Martin Luther King as political figures who had used religious rhetoric on freedom, equality to advance progressive goals, in a world where many, particularly secular liberals, have suggested any matter of religion be completely removed from politics, I guess the whole separation of church and state argument, are those who use theology to take a more progressive stand on such heated issues risk pushback?
Yes. And actually, this gets at one of the other reasons why progressives and progressive religious folks struggle to kind of articulate their views. This is kind of looked at in our book by Reese Williams and Paul Lichterman in their chapter, as well as Mia Diaz-Edelman, who looks at this. One of the things that we find is that progressive religious groups tend to be more diverse, racially diverse, and they tend to be more theologically diverse. So a progressive religious group or coalition might have Muslims, Jews, Christians, Catholics, Buddhists in it, whereas, you know, Christian right groups tend to be predominantly evangelical Christians, maybe a few Catholics. So there's actually this difficulty in kind of expressing who they are theologically, who they are, you know, kind of what is the core identity here? And that makes it difficult and can get you that pushback where not even just from secular people, not even just in your left-wing group, from secular people who, if you say a prayer before a meeting or something, might feel alienated or have some pushback or want to use religion publicly, but actually from even within your group that, you know, if you have a group that has this kind of broad coalition of different religious, you know, kind of communities, even if you're, you know, what kind of prayer do you say before your meeting? What kind of language do you use when you push for healthcare reform or something like that? It kind of makes that tricky.
Todd Fuest, Illinois Wesleyan University professor, speaking with GLT's Eric Stock. Fuest's book, Religion and Progressive Activism, New Stories About Faith and Politics, is available where all books are sold. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.